Hey everybody, Josh Peck here with Peck Report. Glad to be talking to you today. Does a recent influx of sea beast actually fulfill a prophecy in Ezekiel that talks about the coming of Messiah? Or could this be the coming of the Antichrist? Or could this be the second coming of Christ, of the actual real Messiah? That's what we're going to be talking about today. It's a really interesting and weird prophecy that I was unaware of until I looked at this. And then I also didn't know how Jewish people in Israel look at this, or at least some of them, and it's important to know what they believe, because even if some of their beliefs aren't true, it doesn't matter. They believe they're true, and they act upon those beliefs, and those actions can have prophetic consequences. So we're going to be talking about all that and more today. If you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications. In the last video, the one about the Leviathan oil rig, the Antichrist prophecies and stuff, I asked a question about if you would support a subscriber-based system on this channel. You would still get free content, but there would also be exclusive content behind a paywall. If you want all the details on what I'm thinking, go back to that one. I'm not going to rehash it out now, but I am still interested to know what you think. Please leave a comment or an email. And hey, before you make a solid opinion, inform yourself. Go back to the other video and listen to what I'm talking about before you respond. But I would love to know what you think, because this is your show. It's not my show. I'm doing this for you. I want to be a servant to you. I want to serve you the best I can. So I want to know what you think. Keep checking back joshpeckdisclosure.com for the latest information. Now, so sharks off of the Israeli shore, this has many people asking, is this just a marine mystery or a messianic message or Mossad hitmen? So this comes from BreakingIsraelNews.com. We can start with Ezekiel 47:10. The verse says, "It shall come to pass that fishers shall stand by it from En-Gedi, even unto En-Eglayim. There shall be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish shall be after their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many." So there's been an annual gathering of sharks off the off of Israel's coast, and it's been raising many questions. You know, why do they gather? This is a relatively recent development. It hasn't always been this way. You know, why only specific species and only a certain sex? Are they being trained by the Mossad? Now, a new observation and research center may answer these questions and more that have cropped up since the sharks began inexplicably to gather every winter off of the beach of Hedera. So every winter, a group of between 20 and 30 dusky and sandbar sharks, referred to as a frenzy, they gather off of the coast of Hedera, and the sharks are becoming increasingly rare as the Mediterranean suffers from overfishing. Now, though this has been witnessed for several decades, scientists only began studying the phenomenon and collecting data 2 years ago. Researchers have documented and tagged 38 sharks since the beginning of their study in 2016, 30 female dusky sharks, with the remainder being identified as male sandbar sharks. Now, though unsure of the precise reason for the yearly appearance, researchers believe, now we'll talk about the scientific part of it before we talk about the possible prophetic part of it, but researchers are believing that it's due to the Orat Rabin power plant located there, and the effluence of hot water from the plant maintains the sea near the plant at 10 degrees warmer than surrounding waters. Nonetheless, shark gatherings have not been observed in similar locations, which is strange. You would think if that was the reason, you would see it in locations that have these qualities. Dr. Aviad Sheenan, top predator project manager currently studying the sharks, described the gathering of sharks off the coast of Israel as, quote, a legitimate and rare phenomenon, end quote. Dr. Sheen told Phys.org, quote, "The paradox that we see here is that this is not a natural environment, and you cannot see it anywhere else in the vicinity. This phenomenon is influenced and created by men, both with the power plant and the sea's increasingly warm water, end quote. Now, although scientists are still confused, many Jewish people say that it might be time they need to exchange their textbooks for holy literature. So it's possible that the prophet Ezekiel described precisely this type of marine biological appearance as a precursor to the Messiah. So Ezekiel 38:20 says, "Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the ground and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence." Now, the Tikkuni Zohar, and this is specifically Tinyana Tukan, Tikkun 43, excuse me, and it's an esoteric book attributed to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the first century CE. It explains that this increase of fish signifies a specific stage of the messianic process in which the Messiah from the house of Joseph and the Messiah from the house of David, two separate stages, join together. So the Messiah from the house of Joseph, according to this, is a practical building up of the land that precedes a miraculous period, Messiah from the house of David, which includes the building of the temple. That's what this has to do with the third temple. Now, again, we as Christians don't look at the Zohar as a text that we should be consulting for our, you know, spiritual knowledge or religious reasons or anything like that. But the fact is, the Jewish people, many of them do. And because they do, they believe these things, and it can influence how they act or the things that they do, such as maybe these types of things can put more of a push on the building of the third temple. There are prophetic consequences to these types of things. Now, the period ushered in, according to this text, by the appearance of fish is described as a period of hamtakat hadinim, or sweetening of the judgments, symbolized by the fish's ability to make seawater potable. So the sharks are becoming a tourist attraction. The Israel National Parks Authority is planning to open a shark observation center and information station at the beach to teach the public about the sharks, focusing on the importance of preserving them and their habitats. The information and shark observation station will be open to the public each Saturday from December 1st through April, except on rainy days, according to a reporter by Walla News. So the dusky shark is about 13 feet long. It weighs about 770 pounds. It has slightly rounded fins. The sandbar sharks have smaller fins. They weigh in at about 220 pounds and are about 8 feet long. And both species are at risk of extinction. Now, such unusual natural phenomena can also become material for political conspiracy theories. So in December of 2010, several shark attacks occurred off the South Sinai resort of Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Following the attacks, a guest on a popular Egyptian television show blamed the Mossad, or the Israeli Secret Service, for embedding GPS tracking chips into the fins of the sharks and controlling the sharks, leading them to attack. Again, it doesn't matter that that's not true. What matters is if Egypt actually believes that's true. What if they believe that that's true so much that they consider it an act of war, and that could spur on some more conflict. But some of them are believing this. The Israeli Foreign Ministry, in response, suggested that the Egyptian TV host had seen the movie Jaws one time too many. That very well could be the case. Now, again, like what we talked about, the reason that it's important to keep an eye on this is because these types of things, while we typically would not regard that as a specific prophecy having to do with the first coming of a Messiah, because we recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, you could, we as Christians, if it means anything at all, you could say that it might mean the coming of Antichrist. It would make sense that the Antichrist would fulfill Zohar requirements in line with some biblical requirements in loose terms, if he's trying to set himself up as Messiah. If the Antichrist is going to try to fool the Holy Land, fool Jewish people into worshiping him as Messiah or recognizing him as Messiah, we need to look at how the Jewish people today are interpreting what they are looking for, how they're interpreting Bible prophecies about the Messiah, and also the Zohar and things that they regard as important, because certainly the enemy is looking at this too, and the enemy is going to try to fulfill those the best way that they can. And the Jewish people, Orthodox Judaism specifically, has a lot of different views and interpretations of prophecies that we would look at and say Jesus fulfilled. So it's important to know what they believe, because it could come to pass that the enemy will use their beliefs against them and use that to raise up the Antichrist. That's one way of looking at it. Even if the Antichrist is not going to be a Jewish Messiah type figure, if it's going to be, you know, maybe an Islamic Mahdi or something like that, there's different ways of looking at it. The fact that some of them, particularly ones who might have political authority, that they believe these are all signs towards a coming Messiah, that could push them to further want the Third Temple, to make more efforts towards that. There's just a lot of things that could come from stuff like that, and that's why it's important for us to keep an eye on it. Now, all of this talking about sea beasts and stuff, there is a very rich vein of prophecy having to do with Leviathan, and I did actually talk about this. It's an exclusive video that you can't get anywhere else. I put a link in the description below. This specific video is not on YouTube, nor will it ever be. You can only get it at the Last Days Warrior Summit. Click on the link below. And you don't only get that video. There's a large list of speakers, the top experts in conspiracy today, that have contributed videos, PDFs. I'm probably going to contribute some of my PDFs as well to this cause, because I think it's important. MP3 series, there's plenty of those. There's lots of different things that you get, but you get it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to a conference. You don't have to do that. You just sign up and you have the videos immediately. You can't get them anywhere else. So I highly suggest that you do that. You get all of this amazing material for less than a tenth of what it would be worth on the open market. So you're really getting a deal here. And again, exclusive content you can't find anywhere else. So look at the description below this if you're viewing this on YouTube. If you're not, if you're listening to the podcast, then go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Look right on the homepage and you will see it there. You'll see a link there for the Last Days Warrior Summit. Make sure you sign up for that. Also, if you want to attend a conference, tickets are still available for Hear the Watchmen, March 2019, 28th through 31st, I believe. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk about deep prophetic things. You know, the best thing about these conferences is the fellowship. I think a lot of the things we talk about, you're not going to hear in church, and the fellowship that you have at these conferences, you're not going to get at church either, because most people in most churches, you can't talk about conspiratorial things. You can't even talk about Bible prophecy. You'll hear people say there's no point in reading the book of Revelation because we aren't going to be here for it anyway. And so they'll just totally disregard the book of Revelation, despite the fact that you should read it. I mean, it was written by somebody who could have just as easily said, well, none of this is important because we're not going to be here for it anyway. Hear the Watchmen is a special type of conference because you're going to get a wide variety of different interpretations. And they're not necessarily conflicting. I mean, everybody believes that, everybody who speaks there recognizes Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Everybody has that. We all have unity with one another, even though we may disagree with one another, all the speakers. We still have unity, good Christian unity that Jesus commands us to have, and even prayed to the Father, asking the Father for us to have this unity. So you get that at Hear the Watchmen. And that's what I love about about it. You know, we do that on Peck Report. We try to give you a wide variety of interpretations and try to talk about the strong points and the weak points of each one. And so we've even discussed preterism on Peck Underground Church. We discussed that for 5 hours with Brian Godawa, the longest interview I've ever done, but it was a lot of fun. Anyway, you get that type of thing at Hear the Watchman. Lots of great speakers. L.A. Marzulli, of course, myself, Stephen Bancars, Irvin Baxter, Gary Wayne, Ryan Peterson will be making an appearance, so you'll get to talk to him. He's not speaking. He's just going. He's attending, but that'll be fun to see him. And lots of others. Make sure you check that out. Use the promo code PEC, Josh20. Use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-20, to get $20 off your tickets. You can find information about that in the description below, or you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find a link there, or you can go to hearthewatchmen.com, M-E-N.com. All right, everybody, I want to know what you think about this shark fish prophecy in Ezekiel. Do you think that this is a fulfillment of that? Do you agree with certain Jewish interpretations of it? Do you think there's a Christian interpretation of it that has nothing to do with the Jewish people and their interpretation? Or do you think that this is just nothing? It's just nothing but a phenomena that's occurring because of this specific area. Although, again, why isn't it happening in other areas that are similar? I want to know what you have to say. And also, I want to know what you think about a subscription-based service. Again, go back to the video about the Leviathan oil rig, Antichrist prophecy one. That should have been the one just previous to this one. Check that out for all the information. I want to know what you think. Email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com or leave a comment in the comment section below. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. This has been a blast. Love you all. And until next time, take care and God bless.